Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The center fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Walkup. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jim Walkup. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Boesberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Stratton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Monty Stratton. And now, play ball. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allen. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Appling applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak takes first base on ball four. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berger moves to second. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton bunts towards the mound. Walkup fields it and throws to first for the out. Berger moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek, who is chasing the ball. Rosenthal reaches third base with a triple. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosenthal scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Allen, who is chasing the ball. Hayes reaches third base with a triple. Walker scores. Bonura goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berger hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell is walked intentionally. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0-for-0 in the game. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vosmek for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hemsley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Walker reaches second base with a double. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bonura is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift is called out on strikes. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a line drive towards right. Bell catches it and throws to first to double up Appling. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berger. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Carey applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Mazara pinch hits for Jim Walkup. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sheriff Blake now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stratton bunts in front of the plate. Hemsley fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive to left field. Vosmick throws towards the plate. Hemsley fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hemsley. Sewell scores. Radcliffe moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Rosenthal bunts towards the mound. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Appling steals second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Berger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. Hayes scores. Berger moves to third. Sewell moves to second. It's 8-0, White Sox. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stratton hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berger scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 9-0, White Sox. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Rosenthal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Allen, who is chasing the ball. Rosenthal reaches third base with a triple. Sewell scores. Radcliffe goes all the way around to score. It's 11-0, White Sox. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosenthal scores. It's 12-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nick Lipscomb pinch hits for Sheriff Blake. Nick Lipscomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipscomb is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Giuliani now catching. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0-for-2 in the game. Stratton hits a pop-up towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Klift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Klift reaches second base with a double. Vosmek moves to third. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.